Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Now for our story. Sergeant Bill Meade walked out of Camp Downing and headed towards town. When he came to the fork in the road, he hesitated as always, even though he knew that the question of making a decision was just a pretense. He took Willow Road, the one that went by Aunt Mary Lane's farm. The young man walked wearily. It was totally unnecessary for Bill to walk back and forth to camp, depending on a chance ride. He could have driven his wife's car. But for some reason, ever since Kit had left for California, he had refrained from using it. Their marriage was only a legal fact now. Knowing that he didn't love her, Bill felt somehow that he just couldn't use anything that was hers. As he came to the Lane farm, Bill Meade saw a car driving out of the gate. He recognized its occupant. To his surprise, it was Jesse Ward, Ben Calvert's secretary. The young man ran to the middle of the road and signaled.
Hi there.
Well, hello, Bill.
You going into town, Miss Ward?
Why, yes. May I give you a lift?
I sure would appreciate it.
Well, get in.
Thanks. Saves me hoofing it. Well, how are you, Miss Ward?
Oh, just fine.
Good. Been to see Aunt Mary?
Well, I was out this way, so I stopped by to get some eggs.
I see.
I had a little chat with Peggy.
Oh, did you?
You know, I can't get used to the fact that she's such a young lady. How these youngsters do grow up. Really makes me feel my age.
Oh, you shouldn't say that.
No, I envy you young people with all the good years ahead of you. A chance to have families and a... Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh? Why not?
Well, it was rather tactless. After all, I was the one who told you about Kit's mother's people. I've often wondered if I should have done that. I've often wondered if you haven't held it against me a little.
Oh, no, of course not, Miss Ward.
But I did feel that you should be told. Of course, I was a little late, wasn't I? You and Kit were already married.
Yeah.
Have you heard from Kit lately?
Yeah, she's pretty good about writing.
When's she coming home, Bill?
Sometime in the early fall.
Not until then. He must be having a good time in California. Well, I know Ben would certainly like to hear from her.
Oh, by the way, Miss Ward, I understand that Kit and I owe you a debt of gratitude.
What do you mean?
Well, Kit told me you warned her that Mr. Calvert was going to try to stop her from leaving.
Oh, that.
It was very nice of you.
Well, I felt Ben was being silly. After all, if Kit wanted to leave town for a little while, it certainly seemed to me that it was her affair. And yours, of course. But you know Ben.
Yeah. Well, thanks. That's the same.
Yes. It would certainly be a shock to Bill if he knew the debt I owe him and Kit. Poor boy. I really feel sorry for him. But I don't for Kit. It's an odd thing that this tragedy, the expected child, should have given me the advantage over Ben. Yeah, and I almost lost that advantage this evening by going to Aunt Mary. Telling her the story about Kit's baby and the inherited insanity in the Bowman family. That was a foolish thing to have done. I was too hasty. Ben's just stalling for more time. I know that, and I shouldn't let it bother me. And of course it killed him to have to give in to me. But he'll have to. No, I shouldn't have gone to Aunt Mary. She was certainly righteous about it. But it's a good thing my visit to the farm turned out as it did. Aunt Mary won't talk, so Ben will never know about it. And he's still going to have to do as I say.
It's right here, Miss Ward.
Hmm?
I get off here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hadn't realized we were here already.
Oh, that's all right. You can let me out here. You need to turn in.
Well, I don't mind. I might as well take you to the door.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Well, yes, you say.
Well, thanks a lot for the ride.
Not at all, Bill.
Good evening, Bill.
Mr. Calvert. Well, how did you get in?
I found the door unlocked, so I took the liberty of coming inside to wait for you. Hope you don't mind.
No. No, that's okay. What did you want to see me about, Mr. Calvert?
I wish you wouldn't take that defensive attitude, Bill.
I'm not on the defensive, as you put it. But it does seem to me that we never get any place, you and I.
Bill, won't you tell me where Kit is, how I can get in touch with her?
Mr. Calvert, there's no point in going over this again. I made a promise to Kit, and as I told you the other day, I see no reason for breaking that promise. Why, if she knew that someone had found out about the baby and had told you, well, it would upset her no end.
But I've told you the story isn't going to go any further. Believe me, Bill, it's for Kit's good and for yours.
I'm sorry, but I can't do it.
I wish I could tell you how grave a mistake you may be making. Bill, does Kit ever mention me in her letters to you? Does she ever say anything about anyone here in Wakefield?
Why do you ask?
I just wondered.
Well, Kit's letters are very brief. She tells me very little. For the most part, they're nothing more than a report on her health.
Oh, I see.
I'm dog tired. I think I'll mix myself a drink. Would you care for one?
No, thanks. No, you go right ahead. By the way, Bill, who brought you home?
Miss Ward? Why?
I thought I recognized Jesse's car.
Yeah, she was just leaving Lane's as I went by. She's good enough to give me a lift.
Leaving where?
Aunt Mary's farm.
Oh.
Mr. Calvert, about
no,
this
never
matter.
Mind, never mind. It doesn't matter now.
Abruptly, Ben Calvert got to his feet and left a somewhat astonished Bill Meade. Bill didn't realize the panic he had caused by his chance remark. A remark that took Ben Calvert directly to Jesse Ward's apartment.
Well, hello, Ben. Won't you come in? I was just getting ready to fix dinner. Will you eat with me?
No, thanks.
Is your coming here tonight a sign that you've changed your mind about marrying me?
Jesse, what were you doing at the Lane Farm? Oh, yes, I know about that.
Suppose I was at Aunt Mary's. What about it?
Jesse, don't deny that you went there for anything but one purpose.
All right, Ben, I won't deny it.
Then you've upset your own plan.
No. No, that's where you're wrong, Ben. I told Aunt Mary, yes, but I failed in my purpose.
That doesn't make sense.
But it does, because Mary Lane was outraged that I told her what I did. In fact, she gave me quite a lecture and said that she's going to forget I was ever there. Forget everything I said.
She'll not overlook an opportunity like this. Why, she'll...
Oh, don't be a fool. Ben, you know as well as I do that she's just that kind of a woman.
Yes. Yes, come to think of it, she is. But to have that woman know, to have her protecting my name, protecting my daughter's name. Jesse, I could kill you for that.
Yes, I know. But you're going to marry me instead, Ben.
Am I?
You bet you are. Because this should prove to you that I have no hesitance in doing exactly what I told you I'd do. So make up your mind, Ben.
All right, Jesse. Why you want to be married to me, heaven only knows. But if it will keep you quiet... All right, I'll do it.
And right away...
We'll have to wait 3 days. It's the law of the state, you know.
After all these years, I can wait 3 days. Then it's settled, then?
Yes, Jesse. It's settled.
Jesse Ward's attitude was casual enough, but her heart was triumphant, elated. The town had always said she'd never be Mrs. Ben Calvert. Now Wakefield would have to change its tune. Jesse offered Ben some sherry, which he accepted. She proposed a toast to the future. If Miss Ward could see into Ben's mind at this moment, She might be alarmed as to the plans Ben is making for that future.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.